You're listening to New England Public Radio. I'm Kari Njeri. The Massachusetts legislature has convened its 2019 session, with a Springfield lawmaker now heading the body's Black and Latino caucus. State Representative Carlos Gonzalez, who is in his third term on Beacon Hill, leads the bicameral caucus, and he joins me today. Full disclosure, we've known each other since the 1980s, working in college radio at UMass.
Yes, great to see you, Kari.
Getting to the issues here for the Black and Latino Caucus this session, what do you see are the pressing issues?
We are going to have a discussion about equitable education. And obviously, we know that the foundation formula is one of the key components of that discussion, is how do we make sure that inner city, low-income communities are receiving the adequate funding to fund education, because we know that's where the heart and soul of trying to defeat the recidivism of poverty lives. When you see a higher income communities receiving the same amount, if not sometimes per pupil rate, more than the city of Springfield, when we have more challenging students, we have more students that come from environments that need more wraparound services, we need to change that formula to adequately fund equal education for each child in the state of Massachusetts.
And that's not happening now?
It's not. We feel that the city of Springfield is being underfunded by approximately $90 million per year.
What other issues are you looking to forward in this session?
Well, the general theme of what we are trying to come up as we look at our legislative priorities, but the overall theme is affordable housing. And that's not only affordable housing for specific communities. That's affordable housing for poor people, working poor, working middle class, and folks that are going to hopefully not be removed from places that they've been living for many years because of the cost of rents today. Another issue that's important is continuing the efforts and the work that we did on the criminal justice reform bills last term. And we need to make sure that when we incarcerate folks, we can help provide them an education and a rehabilitation to make sure when they come out, they can be hopefully successful citizens.
The reform that's been enacted in the last year, has that not been enough?
Well, we don't think it goes as much as where we wanted it to go. We were able to successfully change some of the mandatory sentencing guidelines, but not to the degree that we wanted. But again, politics and government is a act of compromise, and we were able to get some of those steps, but we still have some work to do.
In his first official legislative action of his second term, Governor Baker refiled a pretrial bail reform bill that will permit judges to consider someone's full criminal record when deciding whether to release them before trial or hold them as a danger to society. What's your view on that?
Well, we know that bill has also come about from local officials asking for that. And we understand the challenges. I'm one that strongly believes that somebody does the crime, they need to do the time. However, there are some rules, there are some regulations that for many years have not been equitably available to people of low income. So when you're looking at bail, and if it's a person that will potentially commit a danger to himself or herself or to the community, there is dangerous hearings that can be scheduled. And that is an option that's available today. I strongly believe that bail is to make sure that somebody will come back to the court date. It is not to be used as a punitive against people of low income.
With the start of recreational marijuana, one of the Cannabis Control Commission's mandates was to make sure that communities of color had access to the industry, given that they were disproportionately impacted by the so-called war on drugs. Has, in your opinion, the commission done that?
Well, the commission is still working on that. We are keeping a close eye on it. We are trying to assure that the licensing permitting process is available to everybody. More importantly to me and as a member of the Black and Latino Caucus, that we reap some of the financial benefits of ownership of some of this new industry. We haven't seen that across the country as much. And I've reviewed and talked to many folks, whether it's from California or Colorado, et cetera. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen here in Massachusetts. So we're trying to create workshops and trainings to make sure that folks that are interested, and if they have some challenges that we can help them overcome to make sure that they are the recipients of these licenses, we hope that happens sooner than later.
The Black and Latino Caucus was formed, 46, 47 years ago with seven members to voice concerns of the Bay State's communities of color. That caucus is nearly doubles now, 13 legislators of color on Beacon Hill. But it's still, the legislature is still overwhelmingly white. In fact, Massachusetts ranks in the bottom quarter of states for racial diversity in their legislatures. How do you increase the number of people on Beacon Hill?
You know, what I believe is that we need to form more united effort between the members that are there today so we can continue to support the efforts of other folks in other areas that are not covered to this day by folks that have, the skin color that look like you and I, right? Now, the issue that I've seen is that I believe many folks from the outside, like folks that are helping, whether it's minorities or women, diverse communities come into the decision to run. But they're doing that only in areas where already folks of color are elected. So the hope is that we can do that in other areas as well. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be challenged, that we shouldn't have debates. We should. And if somebody is not doing the job, vote them out. However, we know there's a lot of territory to cover in this state. And if we can help and grow leadership in other areas, not only in the cities where already some folks are elected, we'll do a better job in doubling that.
In terms of the leadership, the current leadership on Beacon Hill, do you think they're hearing the concerns of the Black and Latino Caucus?
I believe so. I believe that for many years, we have made an impact to making certain decisions lean towards some of the issues that have been prioritized by the Black and Latino Caucus. I will say this as the new chairperson, I have no problems with working with leadership, challenging leadership, or questioning leadership.
State Representative Carlos Gonzalez of Springfield, who represents the 10th Hampton District, he's the new chair of the Massachusetts Legislature's Black and Latino Caucus, and you are listening to New England Public Radio.